Okay, Honorable Prime Minister, the floor is yours. You have 15 minutes.
Thank you. Thank you, Deputy Speaker.
Honorable members,
there is no doubt.
Can you be quiet and listen to the Honorable Prime Minister?
There is no doubt, Honorable Deputy Speaker, that the incidents of July 5th and 6th were tragic. The death toll is unacceptable. That the incidents that we witnessed, it's not something that can be accepted or condoned in any way. I think we can all agree on that. But today, Honorable Deputy Speaker, members of the opposition are bringing in this no confidence motion, and if they're doing so, they need to establish the fact beyond the brutality of the incident and the enormity of that incident. They need to establish facts and evidence to show that because of what happened, there is some, that the trust and confidence that we have in the Minister of Justice and National Integration, that has eroded. They need to establish through evidence, through facts, how exactly the Minister of Justice and National Integration is solely responsible for what happened, and that his behavior before, during, and after this incident amounts to a breach of trust, amounts to a breach of confidence. That is what the members of the opposition need to establish here. But so far, what have we heard, Honorable Deputy Speaker? The noise level of the opposition's arguments is noteworthy. I think we can all agree that they are very loud. But noise in and of itself does not establish fact. Hate, personal attacks, venom, and rhetoric cannot establish fact. What we have heard today, what we are hearing today, is a high level of noise, but what we are also hearing in terms of fact is a distortion of truth, misrepresentation of facts, half-truths at best, and a deliberate effort to personally and viciously attack a member of cabinet. That does not establish in any way the intent of this motion of no confidence. So, predictably, the opposition will once again fail in their efforts to embarrass or belittle or in any way undermine the confidence of this government or any members of this cabinet. Honorable Deputy Speaker, let's take what happened into account. Yes, we lost 32 lives were lost, 10 prison officers lost their lives, 22 prisoners lost their lives. That is a fact, and that is something that we need to investigate, hold accountable, and ensure that there is no such repetition. Honorable Deputy Speaker, if we look at lead up to this incident, much has been said about the number of vacancies in the prison system. This is a serious issue and one that needs to be addressed. Honorable Deputy Speaker, the vacancies in the prison system did not happen overnight, did not come about in the last couple of years. The vacancies in this prison system has been something that has been discussed for many years. Since 2022, none of these vacancies have been filled. This is a fact. What is also another fact, that it was during the last 1.5 years that these vacancies have begun to be filled. During the last 1 year, 695 prison guards have been recruited. Currently, 190 recruitments are on the way. 18 assistant superintendents have been appointed. This is the first time since 2022 that these recruitments have been happening. That's a fact. That is something that we can establish by fact. It's not a half-truth, it's not a misrepresentation, it's not a distortion. What else has been done? Much has been said about the inadequacies in the government analyst department. Yes, we agree, we know this. This is why vacancies in the government analyst department have been filled. This is why money has been allocated for the purchasing of much needed equipment, which had not been purchased until 2 years ago, until the procurement process has started for all of these things. None of this has happened. Procedures and processes in the government analyst department are being reviewed and revised, and interventions have been taken to speed up the work of the government analyst department. This is what the Honourable Minister has been doing for the last 2 years. This is what the Minister has been doing for the last 2 years. Yes, the government analyst department is heavily under-resourced and understaffed. That did not happen during the last 2 years. That was the government analyst department that this government inherited, that this minister had to take on. Let's not forget that. What else has been happening? The need to speed up the processes, need to ensure that the numbers of people who are in remand are reduced. We have to act within the law, or the laws have to be changed. Already those legal reforms are underway. Very soon a bill is going to be presented to Parliament, which is the amendments to the Poisonous and Dangerous Drugs Act. This has been revised. This bill is, the revisions are supposed, the amendments are going to be presented to Parliament very soon. So it is not as if the Honourable Minister has not been addressing these issues. But you know as well as everyone else, including the members of this opposition, that law reform doesn't happen overnight. Law reform takes time. It takes consultation. Legal draftsmen have to draft the amendments. This has to be presented to Parliament. It has to be placed in the order book. But all of these processes are underway. Once these reforms take place, yes, we will have the necessary procedures, laws in place that can reduce the number in prisons. Let me remind this House that when the Honourable Minister took office, when this government came into power, there were already 31,000 odd prisoners incarcerated at that time. This is not something that happened over the last 2 years. This is something that has been a growing problem that had been unaddressed, which this government and which this minister has been addressing. So those, Honourable Deputy Minister, are the facts that we need to consider when we are debating this motion. Let us also look at some of the other reforms that have been undertaken by this government under the leadership of the Honourable Minister. Health services have been improved. The Ministry of Health has been working to ensure that there is a proper system for prisoners as well as staff. Medical care has been expanded. New cadre have been appointed. Inpatient services have been introduced. Specialized services have been introduced. All of these, there are many such initiatives that the Ministry of Health, in collaboration with the Ministry of Justice, has undertaken to establish more humane conditions within the prison system as well. Prisons cannot be rehabilitated overnight. That I think we all have to agree. Community rehabilitation programs have been introduced. Training programs for prisoners have been introduced to give them skills so that when they leave prison, they have the skills to enter employment, to be productive members of society. All of these things and more have been introduced by this government, by the Minister of Justice and National Integration. Also, Honourable Deputy Speaker, let us look, I mean, since this is a motion that is brought against an individual, a member of the Cabinet, then we also need to look at what this minister has done as opposed to the conduct of previous ministers in charge of this subject as well. There also needs to be this comparison, because this is a motion that is brought against an individual. Honourable Deputy Minister, we know this is not the first instance in which this kind of incident took place in our prison system. It's tragic, but that is the truth that we need to acknowledge. If you remember, this is the month, this is the dark, this month is a month that marks a dark part of our history. This is the month in which our country spiraled into a bout of ethnic violence which lasted for so many years. Let us not forget that in 1983, what happened in the Valikada prison, where hundreds of prisoners were killed as part of that the violence that took place in the island at that time. In 2012, a similar protest took place, where 20 prisoners were killed, 13 STF officers were killed. In Mahara, in 2020, 11 inmates were killed. At no point did any of those ministers of justice resign at that point. So what is the difference today that the opposition is demanding the resignation of this minister of justice? We are also quite aware of the conduct. Our mandate, Honorable Deputy Speaker, was to establish the rule of law, establish respect and trust in our judiciary, in our judicial systems. You can imagine, I think the country can understand the challenge of establishing that trust in a system where currently there are investigations against the son of the previous Minister of Justice. Currently the son of the previous Minister of Justice is in remand, is undergoing investigation for interfering with the judicial process, for engaging in corruption in deals with those who are convicted. That is the extent to which corruption had seeped into the justice system, into the judiciary, into our prison systems, where the son of the Minister of Justice becomes involved in these corrupt activities. The task of cleaning up such a system is not easy. This incident also needs to be understood in that particular context, where we know how prisons were run in the past, where certain prisoners had special privileges, where as much of the organizing of crime and criminal activities that took place outside, a similar amount or if not greater organizing was going on within the prison system, where it was led and managed by those in the prisons itself. Mobile phones were widely available. All kinds of things were going on in the prison system with the involvement of a few officers, and now, as was established, by those even more powerful. So, Honorable Deputy Speaker, this is the corrupt system that this Minister of Justice has been tasked with cleaning up. This involves investigation within the institution itself. This has involved the transfer in the prosecution, the investigation of his own officials.
Honourable Prime Minister, you have 2 minutes left of your allocated time.
Thank you. This is not an easy task, but he has begun this task. This government has undertaken that extremely difficult challenge of cleaning up the institutions. We inherited institutions which were destroyed, which were corrupt, where corruption was the reason for existence of many of these institutions. We know of ministers of justice who went into the prison system drunk and threatened prisoners just to show that just because he could. That was the culture that existed. That is the culture that this Minister of Justice is trying to reform, is trying to change. So, Honourable Deputy Speaker, it is very clear that this opposition so far, and I am quite sure in the course of the day, will not be able to establish any facts that support the motion that they have brought forward. That this is a purely rhetorical exercise. This is not even about the justice system. This is not even about the plight of those inmates who have been killed. The inmates who, yes, we acknowledge live in horrendous circumstances, This is not about the lives of the officers who lost their lives, 10 officers who lost their lives in the line of duty. This is not about any of this. This is not about that. What is this? This is yet another cheap effort by this opposition to get some attention, to get some media time, but also, more seriously, this is part of an pushback against the very reforms that this government and this ministry is undertaking. Because if you notice, Honourable Deputy Speaker, in the past several weeks, the attacks on our Minister of Justice, the attacks on our Public Security Minister, the attacks on the head of CIABOC, the attacks on the Chief Justice, all this has intensified. This is not a coincidence. This is not a coincidence. Why is it that our judicial system, our law enforcement, our anti-corruption institutional system is being attacked? Because members of the opposition are trying to protect themselves and protect their friends who are being investigated, who are going to be very soon charged with things that they did in the past, who are going to be held accountable. This is why there is this organized, concerted attack on the entire judiciary and on the people who are leading this effort, who are leading the effort to free our country of corruption, to establish trust and confidence in the institutions tasked with delivering justice to the citizens of this country. So, Honourable Deputy Speaker, this is the situation I do not believe that this opposition is capable of bringing in an argument strong enough to support the motion that they have presented. As a government, we have full trust in our colleague, in our Minister of Justice. He has demonstrated, this is not rhetoric, he has demonstrated his integrity, his commitment, and his dedication to deliver on the responsibility that he has been tasked with. And I'm sure that at the end of the day, that image and the image of this government and the respect that we have for our mandate will only be reinforced and reconfirmed. And I thank the opposition for giving us the opportunity to do so. Thank you very much.
Order, please. Yes, Honourable Member, what's your point of order?
Point ega asutuna eka deka 83(1) and 2. So, Mama, other mean previous point of order raise kare, just to show that I am in the parliament, I am sitting from 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock, not to discriminate or not to give a bad impression on the judges or the court proceedings. I respect the court, therefore, I just made that one and I am still sitting here. Thank you.
Order, please, the ongoing proceedings of this House shall stay suspended until 1 p.m. for the lunch break.